Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Well, now I'm awake. Oh, man. There's so many levels of Green Day works first thing morning. You're just sitting around having a quiet morning. All of a sudden, you're like, yeah, I'm wide awake.
Green Day Hello. Is good.
Green Day is good. They've got green in their name. I mean,
so oh, it's funny that you say that. I lost.
Uh-oh.
At least 20 minutes this morning on one story because Sherwin
Williams, the paint place,
the paint company, right? You said green, and the color of the year is called Evergreen Fog.
Oh,
by this
that
paint
sounds
company.
Pretty.
Yeah, I like it. Actually,
sounds like a grayish, smoky green.
It's a green. So remember when we were painting in this house, and I told you my friend Brian has a surfboard that they call Coke bottle green.
Yes.
And I love the color of this board. It's like a Coke bottle. When you turn it to the light, it gets a little green in it, but it's not green like a beer bottle or whatever. Anyway, so we painted one of the rooms upstairs. They don't have that, but we found something close and I love it. And I love greens. Mostly, you know, I don't want a Kelly green on the wall, but
Right. But I do love a green. Right. There's the too bright green. I'm looking at this. It's like a beautiful gray green. Looks
okay.
Different in every light.
So you found it.
I did.
Okay. So with that story that I got was the past year's colors of the year. So I went, let's see what these are. So I pull up bronze. It's so dark and heavy. I'm like, no.
What
and
color?
I go to the
bronze?
Next one. And the next one. It's like a dark bronze, like almost black.
Oh,
it's
goodness.
Really, really dark. Mm. And you know how when you click on a paint color on a website, it'll show you it in a room.
In a room, yeah.
And it's, for me, too dark. And
yeah.
And then I'm going through these colors, I'm like, the only one they got right is the new one they just picked because all the rest are awful.
I wonder if you would... Because tastes really do change. We all sort of, we all lean toward these same color palettes at different times. I wonder if last year we would have been like, oh, look at that. It's dramatic.
I don't know. I understand there's plenty of people who would say, you're crazy. I love that. I feel like on a wall, and I don't know how to describe it, so I'll just try and then you can either understand or not. But I feel like there's a heaviness to certain paint colors that's almost muddy or clay feeling.
Yes. Yeah.
It just feels like the wall is
going to fall
know
over
how to
on
explain
you.
Explain it. That clay
oppressive.
Thing.
Right, yes.
It's like, it just feels like you...
Colors are hard. And because they look so different in every light, when you have your lights on, when the sun's shining in, like they can be super oppressive. But I actually like really dark, rich colors. Like my room is painted a color called flax, which is dark. My bedroom is a dark brown, and I like it. It's like I go in there and I'm like in an underground cave and I can sleep right. It's very calm and but
yeah,
I mean, everybody's
got different tastes, but yeah. I lost seriously 20 minutes as I rifled through these colors going,
oh, that's
no,
so funny.
No, no. So judgy.
But you like the new one, yeah.
I like greens, and we had a color in our room in San Jose that was like this. And look here again. You say the color gold and people can see Warriors yellow,
yeah.
Which would be gold, but also 49ers gold, which is yeah. gold.
Right, like
we had
metallic.
This like it was like a light gold yellowish more yellow. Anyway, it just felt light and felt
right.
Breezy.
You know when you get it right with a paint color,
I loved it. I was like, man, and you know, Christina does all this stuff. I'm just sort of sitting
yeah.
there. I sort of have some veto power, but I don't. Beyond that, I'm sort of like whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But nailed it. Great color. This gold color we use. I wish I knew what it was because. It's,
so did
it's
you a, use it here in your new house?
No,
too?
She oh. picked all different colors for here.
What'd you go with? A lot of like really pale stuff? I remember your house being very light.
Yeah, it's all light. It's well, because it was really dark.
Oh.
And what you just said is the trends thing. That whoever did the house that we before we moved
yes.
in, clearly they were on a certain trend and had been caught.
What were the colors like?
Just dark.
Just really, really
mocha,
saturated. Oh, ooh,
dark.
Yeah.
Dark gray, dark brown. Like, jeez, what is what? Mm. But whatever. You know, everybody likes different stuff.
Yep.
I like a little, you know, lighten it up a little.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. Let's take that up a notch.
Yeah.
I know. It just depends too. And certain colors don't fit certain houses. Like if you're in a modern house, you can really go kind of crazy with colors. And just paint like accent walls or whatever. But in kind of traditional houses, it's, I don't know. You can't go, there's hardly ever a lavender room that works. Hardly ever.
Well, I do know that everybody loves these.
Yeah, the color of the year thing.
No. Oh. I was going to say that all these home project shows,
yes.
people love them. It's yeah. not just a show. There's a million shows and there's actually dedicated channels as well.
Oh, full on,
so
all the way across the sky.
Love it.
Yeah, I love
it. It's become the biggest thing.
It has.
All right, you know.
You know, they actually say that there used to be, you know, people would just get whatever furniture, and you know, they
that's what I'm saying.
Wished,
it's
they
wish
their
thing.
Places looked like, but they actually blame it on Pottery Barn. They say the Pottery Barn catalogs made it so that you could because they would tell you what color was on the wall. They'd sell you the curtains. They'd do the whole thing. Someone was saying, I don't know how true that is, but someone was saying to me, like, when we started getting those things, we were like, what do I need a designer for? I can get this whole room at Pottery. I can get all this stuff, right down to the little junk on the side tables, you know? So people just decided they were their own designers. I like it. I love seeing what people put. I love, what good or bad, whether our tastes align or not, I love seeing what people have done with their places.
I know.
And it's funny because... You know, I've got this text number. People send me pictures of their stuff all the time. They're like, you know, I love your yard. Here's what mine looks like. I'm like, this is awesome. They send me a little. I'm looking around people's yards. I love it. I think it's great.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's nice.
I didn't know that was going on over there.
All so kinds of stuff going on over here, Vinny. I got like a whole pile of friends.
Are you becoming
I talk to every
a
day.
Consultant? Is that what's happening?
I can't say I've never offered my opinion. You know what you should do.
Yeah, well, yeah. We all know that's coming.
It is a key phrase of mine.
In fact, if you sent a picture to Sarah, I assume you were expecting her to tell you what to do.
No,
because
sometimes I just go that. Sometimes it's awful and I go, that's really nice. Good for you. Well done.
Now you know.
Well done, you.
If you got a polite golf clap,
yeah,
you know
some people are beyond help, so I don't hate it. Sometimes it's amazing.
Yeah, that golf clap means yuck. Yucky, I don't want to tell you because I don't want to offend you. Yucky.
Turns out we have some listeners in Vermont, too, and they're always sending me pictures of their house. I'm like,
in Vermont, right.
Yeah, there's a couple people that we have. Oh, one person in upstate New York, kind of near the Vermont border, and they send me pictures. Oh, look at this. I'm like, look at that. That looks pretty good.
Hmm.
Yep. But as I sat out on my porch yesterday, I thought to myself, look at this. Why would I ever depart? This place is amazing.
Well, because so you're bored with it. You're done. It's finished. That's why.
Is that why?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'll have to come up with some new project. I got something. I got something coming up.
You do already?
A little next thing. Yeah. Yep. Got a couple things. And then a couple more like down the pike. Don't you worry, Vinny. I keep myself busy over here.
I know that you do.
Yep.
Good for you.
I dream things up and go, John, you know what we should do? And he goes, oh, that's a great idea.
I'm sure he says other things.
No, he doesn't. You know what? It's funny because at our house, we start a lot of sentences with, you'll never go for this, but. I was thinking, he'll go, oh, I know you'll never go for this, but.
You know, a bunch of times while we've all been at home, I've had it cross my mind, like, John's in the other room. We should just get him and ask him because I know he's going to have a different answer than she's telling us he has.
No.
And then I realized.
We're so perfectly aligned.
Why do I want to push that? What would be the point of that? Who wants disharmony in the morning? Not me. Let's just forget it. It's fine. Right. John loves it all. Of course.
Oh, no, he does.
Well, it's actually true. Comedy. Like, because I'm always on this
Discord
Zoom with her,
is comedy.
And my favorite interaction between the two of them is she always has an idea and she goes far with it. And John's like, Sarah. And she's talking. And then if you do, and then Sarah. I'm just like cracking up.
Sarah.
It happens all the time, too.
I'm sure it does.
Well, John's trick is with me is he's just quiet. He lets me go. He lets me go and go and go and go. And then I wind up, by the end, I've talked myself out of it. He goes, all right, you got where I need you to. He goes, I could have told you that, but you had to get there yourself.
Good
for
him.
That's true. Yeah. Well, look, you know, every.
Made it this far.
Right. A relationship that works has its, like, you're not even really in control of most of it. You know, it works or it doesn't. And sometimes you've just got to be with the person who's going to let you go. Go on. Keep going. Oh, come back now. Okay, let's reel you in.
Yeah, he knows you so well.
Yeah. I'm a softball widow these days. He had, God, almost every night this week he's got softball games.
Good
I sit
for
there.
Him. He
but
loves
what's,
it.
He does love it. He does. And then he, you know, I'll see him for a minute. Like, he'll run in at 7 after this game. He throws his stuff down. He goes, okay, I'm going to go over the deuce. I'm like, all right, hon, I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good time. But it's kind of nice because then I can eat, like, for me, the ideal time to eat dinner is 3:30. If I could eat dinner at 3:30 every day, I would be so happy. Because I go to bed at 7:30, you know? I want to eat a few hours, then have time to digest and walk around and do some other stuff. But most of the time, we eat closer to 5:30, you know, even though I'm always angling for that 4 o'clock dinner time. And so when he's not here, I'm like, I'm making a frittata for myself. Boo!
You and the frittatas.
Well, they're so easy. You just use up all the leftover stuff in your fridge and throw it in with some eggs. 350 for 30 minutes in the oven. And pff, it's delicious. Cheesy. Put some olives in it. I put in olives, feta. I put in feta, Swiss, and cheddar. And then I put in olives, sun-dried tomatoes, and spinach. And it was delicious.
I bet it was. Anything cheese is on is always good.
So good. Oh, my God. Well, it's like quiche without having to worry about the crust, you know? It's great. I like it.
Oh, it's just in like a cup or something?
No,
or
I put
like
it in a pie plate.
All right.
So I make that and I've got some left over. I get to have that. I love it. It's good times. It's just so easy. Like all the junk you got in your fridge. Like, oh, look, there's half a tomato in there. There's a couple onions. I'll fry those up. I'll microwave some bacon, chop that up. You know, whatever. Whatever you got in your fridge.
The frittata king.
Is that a thing?
No, I it's a thing now. You're the king of the frittata. I mean,
I'm
what do you mean? Is
the
that
the queen
a thing?
Of the frittata? It's... I prefer to be the queen.
Oh,
of
sorry.
Things.
I,
yeah,
are
thank
you sure?
You. Yeah, I like to be the queen of things.
All right.
Yeah. Woman, girl power, you know. So anyways, that's
well, everything is so
I know
ambiguous now, and it king is. I thought was above queen in the standard order.
Well, it is in the card deck, that's
hierarchy,
for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well, I'm gonna try and move queen to the top of the heap.
Got it.
That's my mission in life, Vincent. Yeah, so I had a just an easy day yesterday, and I'm really, you know, I'm really into, like, yesterday's weather, lovely. Just perfect. Like, warm and very and just right. Like I sat out and I was, you know, doing emails and stuff. You know, you sit and you do emails and I'm sitting out by the pond. I'm like, oh,
you're holding your phone. You're doing emails on the phone?
Yeah, I do emails on my phone. I don't want to sit in the, like, I turn my computer off after this. Oh. And so, you know, because I try to turn my computers off, like fully off, because I hear most people don't do that. And that it's and our energy bill is ridiculous. So I'm like, I turn everything off. And so for me to go on and sit down, and it also keeps me from.
Didn't
just,
you
like,
get solar?
No, we didn't get solar yet. I told you we were on the Tesla list, and then they went, nah, your roof's too calm. No, we're not doing that.
Mm-mm. I don't remember you saying that they denied you.
Oh, no, we're not a candidate for it, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah. So we're
I don't think you told us that, did you?
Oh, you told us you were on the waiting list.
Yeah, I was on the waiting list, mm-hmm. And then, you know, John was reaching out like, hello, what's, and they're like, nah, it's too.
We don't like your roof, you can't have it.
It's got, you know, I think this house was added on to a few times by the previous owners. Not by, we haven't added anything on, but the roof is very, like it was, the original 1940 house was just like a simple front kind of A-frame roof, and then there's two things that come off of it. So there's like a valley in the middle, and then there's all these weird like places where they've had to build it up so that it sheds water, and I just all this. It's a little bit of a CF, and we can get solar, but we have to just get regular solar panels. They were like, we can't do that roof thing for you, or we don't want to. I guess they're busy enough that they can go, that one looks too complicated, mm-hmm. You know?
Wow.
Well, listen, when you're if you go to a place and you're on a wait list, they don't need you know? They're like, well, we're busy, we're working away.
I would, there's also supply chain problems. I mean, it's possible that's
yes,
one
that
reason
true.
Why you'd be right. backed up, but that's the first I heard. I thought you were living in a Tesla dream house.
No, I wish I was living in a Tesla dream house. That is what I wanted. But now we're sort of rethinking it. We got to get a new roof at some point, you know. Oh, no. I think the roof is pushing 20 years now. So
the joys of homeownership.
I know. It's really great, isn't it? Even the other night when it rained on Saturday, like it just reminds me of all the crap you got. Like I was like, well, we got to get up there and get at those the gutters. Like we got to make sure that I know. Like, there's all the stuff. Like, we spend a whole day once a year where John gets up on the roof and I put the hose up to him and then we take it down. I go around the corner, I give it up to him again, and it's, you know, and he goes through.
We don't have to do that. We don't have anything close enough to us that's dropping stuff in there.
Yeah, we have pepper trees in the front and they drop peppers, little tiny peppercorns. So we got to flush all that out. And then there's like a flush point where you can open it up. And then there's place out like where the pipe comes out and you got to make sure that's run. It's a whole freaking thing. Yikes. I can't wait to do it. I'm really looking forward to it. The joys of home ownership. Where's Hooman when you need him? So he could be shaking his head at us.
Yeah, I don't know. Where is
at
he?
Me. That's nice. So nothing's tall enough to drop any leaves or anything
no,
in your house. That's
we have
nice.
A high roof, too, by the way. Have I told you I've had to get up
you
there
have,
and decorate?
Yeah,
it's because scary of the as a mofo.
Do like, you just you, leave the lights up there now?
I had to take them down, and I have to. We're coming up on that. Halloween is right around the corner, if you
Please
don't know.
Please don't hurt yourself on the.
I No, I'm telling you, I've belly crawled towards the edge of that thing. I'm like, this is not. My neighbor across the street puts in headphones and is standing on the ledge two stories up as he puts this thing together. And I am not that guy. I will belly crawl to it and keep as much weight behind me as I possibly can.
To Vinny's neighbors, I would love video of Vinny belly crawling to the edge of his.
They won't sell me out. They have to live with me. Nice try.
They might.
No, they
won't. Someone from down the street could come and stand in a perspective to blame it on another neighbor. Don't worry. I'll get it to
Not going to happen, punk.
It'll be good. You know, have you considered, and I'm not kidding about this, putting a tie line on yourself? Like that, a safety line? Like those are, they sell those. It's like just a strappy harness and you put it on and you're attached and then you can't fall off.
I haven't, but I will now. I haven't thought of that. I actually, the first year was last year.
Uh-huh.
And quite honestly, as I usually do, I just go head first. Let's get this over with. Like, you know what? If it were D-Day, I'd be the first guy dead because I'd be like, let's get this crap over with. And I'd run right into a buzzsaw.
Oh, boy.
A buzzsaw of bullets.
Over with.
First guy dead.
That's it. Well, they do sell those little safety harnesses. Oh my God, it's 10 past 6. Mm-hmm. Good morning, yep. Everyone. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, Sarah and Vinny, Alice is the safest safety harness morning show on the air in San Francisco. Maybe anywhere, really. We'll be right back after this.
It's Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!